Chevra, there's a medrash in this week's parasha where HaKadosh Baruch Hu seems to be very upset with Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu complains to Hashem, Lama Hariyaisim, why are you treating this nation so poorly? Why are you doing such bad things to the nation, to Klal Yisrael? And he's questioning, as we know as well, what's your name? That last week's parasha. Medrash says, Amalek Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, Chaval al da ovdin v'lo mishtakchin. It's chaval that I lost my avos. It's chaval that I don't have Avram and Yaakov anymore. Meaning, as if to say, I'm not happy with you. I wish I had my avos back. Why? And it goes on. Harbe pomim neglezi Avram and Yaakov b'kel shagai. V'lo adati lem kishmi Hashem. K'shem shemarati l'cha. V'lo herharu achar midaisai. I revealed myself many times to them. I never told them my name like I did to you, but they never complained. They never questioned my ways. And the Medrash goes on, all the things that happened. He promised Avram Avinu that he'd have Eretz Yisrael. And yet, the same Avram Avinu has to go through a whole maizah with Ephron and purchase Marzach Pelah for a tremendous amount of money. What do you mean? It was promised this is going to be your land. Avram didn't say a word to Hashem. Yitzchak was promised he's going to have Eretz Yisrael. And he goes, he wants to just drink a little water. And he goes and he gets into a big fight. And Gur, the shepherds, with the shepherds of Yitzchak, doesn't say anything to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's okay. Yaakov Avinu, we see, by Shechem, he wants to go and find a place just to pitch his tent. And he has to pay Mea Ksita. Doesn't say a word to Hashem. The Avos, they don't question Hashem. This is what Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu. My avos, whatever I did, they didn't question me. And here, you're questioning me. You're questioning me. Now, what's the obvious difference? What's the obvious difference by Moshe Rabbeinu and the avos? Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't questioning for something that Hashem did to him. Moshe Rabbeinu also would have accepted anything done to him. And anything that didn't make sense in his life. Moshe Rabbeinu was the manhig. Moshe Rabbeinu was the leader. And as a leader, the right thing to do is stand up for your people. Lama Ariyosim Lama Zeh. He's asking, why are you doing bad to my people? It's very different than all the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, where they didn't question. So shouldn't it make sense? Isn't Moshe Rabbeinu responsible for the Jewish people as the leader and supposed to stand up for them and question Hashem? So why is Hashem upset with Moshe Rabbeinu? So I saw in the Sefer Oil Moshe, he said such a beautiful yisod. See, you know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was? He wasn't upset that he stood up for these people. He was upset of how he said it. Lama hari oisim. Why are you doing bad to them? Kol ma dover rachmano latav avid. Everything Hashem does is for good. Everything. We have to believe it. And we have to know it. Everything in our life. Kol ma dover rachmano latav avid. Everything is for good. Hashem, he could say, Hashem, my people are suffering, they're in pain, I need them to leave, I need them. But to say such a thing, Lama Ariyosim, Moshe Rabbeinu, Avram never said such a thing, Yitzchak never said such a thing, Yaakov never said such a thing. How could you say such a thing, Moshe Rabbeinu? How could you say Lama Ariyosim? And it's a chizik to each and every one of us. Each and every one of us, we have in our life, Lo'aleinu Nisyonos, we have in our life, trials and tribulations that Hashem gives us to be mechazik us, to learn from, to grow from. Sometimes we don't see it that way. And we struggle, whether it's struggling in Parnassah, or struggling with Shiduchim, or struggling one day with children, whatever the area might be. And it's okay, again, to daven, Hashem, I want a Yeshua, I want a Refuah, but never to say, why are you doing bad to me? Because it's not bad. Nothing's bad. We might not see it yet. But kol ma'ad rachmanu l'tavav, and everything Hashem does is for good. And that's why the beginning of this week's parasha, how does Hashem start out to Moshe? Vayedaber l'kim el Moshe. Vayedaber l'kim is midas din. Vayedaber l'kim el Moshe. And l'kim says to Moshe, din says to Moshe, vayomer elav, ani Hashem. I am Shem Havaya. I am all rachamim. I'm all mercy. You might not see it in the moment, but everything I do is for good. We have to believe it. Rav Shach used to say all the time, when a person's at Amuna, with true Amuna, we're always besimcha. We're always besimcha. The more Amuna we can have, the more we believe everything Hashem does is for good, even if I don't see it. And again, I could daven for the changes we need, but never say, Lama Hari Oisim. You want to know how to live this? HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought me a very special matana, chavra. A very, very special matana. If you take the gematria, Kol Mad Avir Rachmanu L'Tav Avir, the gematria Kol Mad Avir Rachmanu L'Tav Avir is exactly gematria 611, exactly gematria Torah. You want to live a life where you could say Kol Mad Avir Rachmanu L'Tav Avir? You want to live a life where you see everything as good? You want to live a life where you believe everything is good? When you connect to Torah, see, because when you connect to Torah, you live a life with the eyes of the Ribbono Shel Olam. When you connect to Torah and you learn Torah and you're Alma B'Torah, you understand and you connect to the wisdom of Hashem. And you feel Hashem in your life. And you know that Hashem's running the world. And you start to understand the world differently. The Zohar says, Istakel Ba'araisu Ba'arayalma. Hashem looked into Torah and created the world. It's the blueprint of the world. So the more we understand Torah, the more we understand the world. The more we see the world, and even when we don't fully grasp it, we know it's Hashem. We know it's Hashem, and we feel it's Hashem. And we know it's Emes, and we know Kol Ma'adav Rechman L'Tav Avid. We should all be Zoichet to live a life with that by our side, with that motto, Kol Ma'adav Rechman L'Tav Avid. Therefore, even when we go through something that's difficult, and we're going to dive in for the change, we know in the ultimate, it's always going to be good. To a Zoichet to the ultimate good, with B'yas Mashiach, V'ayah B'yom Ha'ishet, ביום ההוא יהיה השם אחד ושמו אחד ותפיאס משיח בקרב ימינו בקרב ממש ותתחיאס המסים like we spoke about earlier tonight if we were מקיים תחיאס המסים ברוכני כדש ברוך הוא מקיים תחיאס המסים מגש מי תפיאס משיח במהר ימינו אבל שווה הילו גישה בס קוידש
Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Shabbos Kodesh,